So I get two views. I get the, they're slightly different. A couple of other people are coming in. Somebody called Indivisible Montgomery, and there's a waiting room. So if Indivisible Montgomery, I'm not sure. I don't recognize Indivisible Montgomery. So I think maybe he could be a bad
scammer.
Guy. He could be.
Oh, Claire is here.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's see. If I send a message to the waiting room, so everyone in the waiting room is. I'm telling you, please change your name to someone we recognize. Okay. All right. So that's my message to the waiting room. So Invisible Montgomery is not going to get into the waiting room. You never know who these people are.
Right. All right.
And if he doesn't change his name, I'll just remove this person. Indivisible Montgomery. Okay. Hi, Claire. We can't hear you. Can't see you yet.
Your microphone is muted.
Yeah. Here she comes. It's early in the morning for Claire. But Claire, yes. We accommodated you. You asked for a 1400.
I know.
And wait, I feel almost naked. Hang on a minute. Okay, there we go. I'm better now.
Oh my God.
Claire.
I feel guilty that you changed the time. Everybody else is wearing such beautiful masks. Lovely.
Yes, we probably have some spare here, but you know, don't worry about it. You don't have to have a mask. We like
Hi,
you.
Claire.
Hi, Claire. Hi.
Great to see you.
Hi, Minnie.
Yeah. Let's
How
see.
Are you?
We're streaming live on Facebook. And
we are.
Yes, we are. Uh-huh. And
are we being recorded? Yes, so I should be careful recorded. What I say. Yeah. I should be careful what I say then. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, yes, you're warned. No.
What time is it in Malaysia?
What time is it where?
In Malaysia.
In Malaysia. It's 10 o'clock at night. It's not too bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so 9 o'clock where you are.
We're 13 hours.
Hmm.
I guess. Yeah. Okay.
How am I doing? Yes. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. How about you?
Okay. I saw some of your postings on Facebook. I know you must be sad that you didn't spend Thanksgiving with your family.
She was with me. Yeah.
But
well, that's true. You actually think that you can make up for all those grandchildren? And
I know. There's
miss
one
them too.
I haven't even met yet. He was born in the end of April, and we couldn't go to Qatar to see him. And they can't come here yet. Of course, the mother's Malaysian, but she can't get back into Qatar if she comes here. And there's, you know, the quarantine, both sides. So 1 month almost quarantining with two kids. So
nobody can go anywhere.
I know.
My mother-in-law lives in assisted living in Pittsburgh. And well, depending on what the infection rate is, they keep changing the regulations. Sometimes they allow what is called porch visits, where we can go and sit, you know, a few feet from her.
Yeah.
But right now the infection rate is so high that we can't even do porch visits. So we FaceTime with her every day on her iPad, because we do get to see her.
Good that she's able to do that.
Yeah, there have been times when she wasn't allowed out of her room, like literally.
Yeah.
Hi, Rita. I see Rita.
Hello, Claire. Wow. Hi, Bobby. Hi, Vaz. How many?
I haven't seen Rita in a long time.
To Bobby, I'm going to kill the chat so that I can see who's in the waiting room. It's I can't see.
Yeah, I'm on the chat.
Okay, excellent. Okay.
Chat.
And hi, Jane. Rita. Hi, Jane.
Hannah is here.
Yeah. Oh, Jeff LeBeau is here. I can't believe it. Jeff LeBeau. I couldn't see them because, and Lane Marshall is here.
Well, why don't I see them? Oh, I get to get a different view, a gallery view. Now I see them, yes.
Yeah. And there's somebody here called Indivisible Montgomery. Whoa, look at Jeff.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello.
Way to go, Jeff.
Hello. I don't have much in the way of party hats. Just I got kind of the Abe hat and the Leon glasses. That's all I got.
Oh, well.
Happy 500th. Cool.
Yeah, nice to see you. Yeah. So, yeah, well, speaking of 500th and Jeff's marvelous background. And there's Lane's got the hat. I mean, Jeff, I don't know. I was impressed with your hat, but
that's cute.
I don't know. I think Lane's got the hat. So what does it mean, happy 500th? What is that about?
I heard a rumor that this is a celebration of 500 of something.
Oh, the web edge.
Yes, well, 500 learning together episodes. This is the
I thought it was Webheads.
It is it's Webheads 30th reunion webinar.
It's all the same thing, yeah.
Well, similar, yes. All of the reunion webinars have been learning together webinars as well.
Right.
But of course, Webheads started 20 years ago and learning together started 10 years ago. Whoa! Lame! Cool. All right. High five.
He's got the shirt.
Oh my God.
He's got the Webheads shirt. Wow. That's right.
Somewhere? I should have worn mine.
There's a story behind that shirt. Do you know the story?
Chris.
No.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Hey, Chris. Oh, what I like the hair. That's really
Hannah,
nice.
Are you here? Hannah, say we can't see you.
We're not cutting hair.
No,
can't cut hair.
Can't go to barbers. Who goes to barbers?
Long COVID hair.
I bought a barber's kit, but I'm afraid to use it now. I actually like Vance's hair the way it is. So, just, if he asks me to cut it, I'll give it a go. But otherwise, I like it.
I think my husband's hair is even longer than Vance's hair.
Yeah,
Vance's is curly, so.
If it were straight, it would be way down to here.
Yeah.
Where did you get that shirt, Lane?
I don't remember. We must have had a place you could go and buy it.
I have one too, but I don't remember where I got it. Vance, we're old. We can't remember things like we used to be able to.
Yeah, I keep it buried in the back of my drawer, and I pull it out when it's appropriate.
Nina Liakos arranged those.
And oh, she did?
That's
you
right.
Know, I talk,
yeah, Nina, I remember now.
Oh, Nina did the shirt because Nina and I talk every 2 weeks. We have similar views on a lot of things and a lot in common that we didn't know besides Webheads. So we've become lifelong friends.
Yeah. Well,
so I'll tell her next time.
There's more to the story. We prepared some artwork for it, which you can see up here. This is the artwork we prepared. And she ordered the shirts, and the idea was that the artwork was supposed to be like this, you know? And when the shirts came, the artwork was...
We should have made a 500th shirt, but I don't know how we could have distributed it to everybody.
Yeah, first 500 people get it, yeah. So let's see, I see Bobby here. And I see myself, of course, and Minnie from China. And I see Claire from Philadelphia, somewhere in there.
Pittsburgh.
It's somewhere in Pennsylvania. I was coming to Pittsburgh. I knew it started with a P. And Rita in Argentina, and Jane in Taiwan, and Jeff in Korea, and Lane over there in Long Island, and Chris in Barcelona. Yeah. And Hannah is in... she's from Alexandria, but I don't know, probably in Cairo right now.
Cairo. Hannah, we want to see you, Hannah.
Yes.
Yes. Get my mask on. Okay. You are having.
Okay.
I'm not dressed. Okay. Wow. Bobby, what a mask. All right. Let me see.
I didn't make it.
So let me see.
Come as you are. Come as you are.
Okay, all right. Anyways.
Not a contest. It's just for fun.
Vance, what is the purpose of the fan?
How did you know it was me?
Hair. Cut hair.
We've got to use them somehow.
Your name is there. Everybody's name is.
See if I can cover up my name.
You can change your name to anything you want.
Rita.
True,
is that
fanboy. Rita? You can call yourself fanboy. Yeah. Fanboy? So who called me? Yeah.
Well, this is Hannah from Egypt.
Hi, Hannah.
We want to see you.
Yeah.
Well, Rita, it's been a long time. It's like 2013. That was Glasgow. The last time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. You look so long ago.
Yeah, that's right. So I'll be back.
So I think most of these people are kind of web heads because let's see, do we identify mostly with web heads here? Probably. I mean, all these Rita, Claire, Minnie got started with us just a couple of months ago. Chris in Barcelona, he's been a longtime webhead. Lane, long ago webhead. Jeff LeBeau, the quintessential webhead and multicastathon genius. And
Well, Minnie is a webhead in spirit.
She is. And Jane, too, is better just a few years ago. But she's, I don't know, what are you, Jane? Are you a Learning Together fanatic or a webhead fanatic? Or both?
Learning together.
Mm-hmm. We can be both, can't we?
Yeah, you can be both. Ooh, wow. That's a real party time. Yay.
What are you drinking?
Is that a lava lamp?
Like a decoration light.
Is it a lava lamp?
I'm at a bar.
Oh, wow. Cool.
I'm visiting.
You took the party seriously.
Oh, drink one for us.
I finished my drink.
Oh, it changes color. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, it changes color.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Happy 500.
Oh, wow. Different drink. Another drink. How many of those are you drinking? Yeah. Let's see. Today is the 29th of November, 2020. And as we've identified ourselves as having, is this the 500th episode of Learning Together? After 10 years. So we're almost averaging one a week. I don't know, Jeff, how many episodes have you produced? Because it must be like 1,000 and 2,000 or something.
No, I think I kind of around 500 is where I went on hiatus.
Yeah. Did you keep track?
There are different shows. So different shows have their counts, but I don't have a total count. Do you remember Learning Together number one?
I can probably go back and find it. Let me see if I can find it. I'll do a screen share and see if I can find Learning to. Oh, you're asking me if I.
A little bit of the origin story.
Yeah. Like okay.
I kind of remember, but it's been 10 years.
Okay. Let's see if I can find this. Let's see. This is we were checking that the stream was working, and this is. The Learning Together, that's where we are right now. We're in Learning Together 500th episode taking place right now. And there's a sidebar here at learningtogether.pbworks.com. The sidebar gives you all the archives of past events. So you can pop into the, I've actually got it up here. I'll bring that page up. This is the archive page. I was just looking before everyone arrived, Minnie was here first. So we were just looking at some of the things that Minnie has done. She's been involved in several episodes. And also we have them over here. This is in Tallinn, Teaching and Learning in Isolation. There's Lane there. Which one? Oh, these are the most recent ones.
That's Tallinn, yeah.
And this is where Minnie started with us in Tallinn. She just popped in and showed us her Guzheng. This is her Guzheng. And then she came on and played it for us.
I remember.
Yeah, and she was with Doris Molero. Oh, Doris was here about an hour ago, I think. She popped in.
Oh, really?
I came on to see if she was still here. But so either she got the time wrong or she had to do something else. Yeah. Anyway, so
there's Hannah.
Can you see me now? Does that count like a mask?
Hang on. Yeah,
there she is.
Cool. Okay. Got the screen share.
Same with my pajamas. So it's
nice.
That's the nearest thing. That's quite
cool. You can't see.
It looks like you're coming out of surgery or something.
No. Okay. Okay. I just tried. You just have to acknowledge I tried. Okay.
You did a good job.
We appreciate it too.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy to see you. I am in somewhere where I cannot really get out along. I mean, it's very hard to get delivery service here. It's somewhere the outskirts of Alexandria. I'm not right in my title house. So that's why, I mean, I'm not shopping or anything. So excuse me. Okay, that's all I got.
You look but very it's cool.
To be with you guys here. I just thought I need to pop by and just say hi.
Yeah, so nice to see you. Yeah.
Nice to see you too. And just like happy 500 and 500 more to come.
Okay. We're going to get to Jeff's question in a minute, but you sound like you might be going somewhere. So let me just see what Hana has been up to with, because we were doing some.
You're searching. You're doing a search.
Yes. Okay, this is on at learningtogether.pbworks.com. There's an archive in the sidebar. And so you can find all of them. We're going to get down to number one pretty soon. But anyway, there's Hana. She has 23 entries. It looks like, what was this? This was a year ago. So let's see if I keep going. This is, if you want to see more about these, you can click on these links. These links will show you, this is the actual recording of what she did. This would have been, she was doing a Niall Teasol series, which she got me involved in helping her to put on. And so we were doing quite a lot of these and they're all recorded. So that's what the archive does, is it shows you some of those early things.
And let's not forget the brilliant Learning Together Summit, Teachers Learning Together. That was brilliant. Yes. Although I haven't done much later, I'm just sort of hibernating afterwards. But who knows, maybe very soon, just get energized.
Minnie's presentation at the summit did not come off, but she did it a week later or a few days later. So she did her presentation at the summit that she had planned to do there. And let's see, if I think the summit would be the next entry over. Maybe it's better if I just go back to the archive. Okay. So we're looking for a summit. There we go. And this is the summit that Hana Khamis is talking about. This is, she was going to do it through one of the Teasol organizations in Egypt, but something happened there. And she decided to ask me to help her to put it on. It was all, Hana did it all. She arranged all of this and set up the Zoom sessions and everything. I just made a record of them. So this is a really nice archive of what went on there. She did all these posters and things like that. So that was a very nice.
You've done an amazing job of just putting that in such an organized way. You're always my hero.
Yeah, well, I mean, we work together. We're learning together. So anyway, you can pretty much replay that summit here, which is really a nice thing. And that was a wonderful resource. Let's see, going to Jeff's question.
I'm just curious, before you scroll all the way down, do you have any recollection? Do you know what episode one was about?
Well, I think actually it involved Rita. I think we did something called Speed Geek back then. So I think it's...
Oh, yes. I remember Speed Geek.
Do you remember it, Rita? Do you remember the
Speed Geek? I don't.
Okay. Woohoo, scrolling all the way down. What's the best thing to do? Control-End, maybe. Control-End. I got an end key on this computer. Here's one. Yes, okay, Control-End. Here we are. Here we are, Learning Together, Learning. Speed
Episode
Geek.
One?
Oh, was it Teresa? But I think we did some speed lifing before that. That was a precursor. Let me just see what that one looks like. This was.
I'm just reminded Teresa to turn up and say hi.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. So this was we did. I think this might have been the first time we met James O'Reilly, because we had this. We came here and a storm started and things started swirling and it was very chaotic. because it was
James O'Reilly was long before that.
Yeah, but the first time that we encountered him in Second Life, in any event, this was in 2009.
Whatever happened to him, Vince?
He's still around. He's still hanging in there. He's trying to penetrate our circles.
Okay.
And
but you're onto him, so he won't be able to.
Yeah, I mean, you could. There's something called the only known detractor of EVO, which you can Google, and that would tell you how we're keeping track of him. I think publishing about him got him at least to stop, because we were keeping a record, so it wasn't just trolling anymore.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's that was the on June 7th. So it was Teresa who did the first one on Tag Galaxy, and there's an Illuminate recording. I really doubt if that's going to still be there. Let's see if what I can get here. I'm not sure.
Go ahead, click, Vince. Go ahead, click. We want to see.
Open a new tab. Here we go. So let's see what.
There she is.
There she is. There's not much here, just some links that may or may not work. I don't know. We can see what happens. Nothing, because it's.
It's trying to install something.
I don't. You think so? That's going to take time if it does get the required software.
Just run it then. Don't install it.
She could blow up my computer, you know.
Yeah, no. You
can. It's a new computer, isn't it?
No. It actually won't. It's
no.
Yeah. So to get this to work, I've got to get down to the. Here we go. Is this one over here? Here we go. Keep it and play it. Play it. There's native. So now the problem with these files is it doesn't seem to have anything associated with it. So to make it run, I've got to, I'll try it anyway. So it doesn't have an app associated with it yet. So in order to get that to play, but I'm surprised it's still there, but, I'll see what I can do, but to get it to play, really, you have to go into the
It's okay. You still get credit for the first episode. It still counts as 500.
I think so. Yeah.
You have to come here, and then you have to go into your. You have to go to users, and you have to go into app data and all that sort of stuff, and you have to then set it up to associate these files with the install file in Collaborate. So. Okay, so anyway, are you happy now, Claire?
Absolutely. Happy as a clam.
Okay, so let's see if I can just, I got to get this window down off of, that's not actually what I was looking at. Okay, that was where I was, and this is learning together. So I don't know why I thought Rita was doing this. Let's see what Rita, where Rita appeared in here.
That must have been earlier than that.
Yeah, let's see. We go
2000 and something. Oh, I am.
Here's something from Writing Matrix. Yeah.
I remember that.
But I'm not sure what these are. These are precursors to Learning Together.
So what was the why did you start Learning Together as opposed to Vance hanging out with the Webheads?
That's a very good question, Jeff. You will remember the Webheads in Action online convergences.
I do.
Yeah, and let's see what's here. This is Rita's. I hit on that one. It's another.
Yeah, Twitter. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. The Webheads in Action online convergences. I can show you something about those. Let's see, webheads.info, and the Webheads in Action online convergences were here, and these were. We did them in 2005, 2007, and 2009. And they were 72-hour events. They were 3 days long, and they just went all night long, because they had people from all over the world. And they're free. And Jeff was, I think, was recording most of them, but then he got hacked. So we lost a lot of the recordings.
Oh.
I don't know if you ever, how did you do on recovery?
No, that was after the hack. So they're still somewhere. Possibly webhemseduction.net.
Let's see.
Such a pity we've lost so much work.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. WebHeads in action. Well, yes, WebHeads in action.net.
Dot org.
Uh-huh. Okay. WebHeads in action.org. It's actually linked up.
So if you click on WebHeadosphere in the top.
WebHeadosphere in the
first top. Convergence was 2005. We might have lost that one.
Okay.
But there's also 2007 and 2009.
Where would I find that? WebHeads in action, online convergence. Yes, okay. So let's say 2009. Let's see what's here. It's wonderful to find this. Okay, but this is my pages.
I also get a little lazy by 2009, I guess.
There's that. You don't even know what's on your own page, huh?
Well, this is Jeff's page.
How could he? There's so much stuff here.
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah. Okay. But let's see. Let's look at 2007.
If you clicked, 2007 has some archives.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, got some link errors though. Oh.
Okay.
Those might be on my hard drive.
Okay. Well, if you can just send me a copy of your hard drive, then I'll.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, well, that made an interesting story, and that it actually was toward answering your question, is why did I do Learning Together? So we did 2005, 2007, 2009. The next logical year would be, how you guys are pattern matching, what would the next logical year be?
2011.
Yes, 2011, 2009, okay. 2011, I decided I really didn't want to do one of those in 2011. I guess by 2009, I got so burned out on this and I couldn't really get anybody interested in picking up the ball for 2011. So I decided to just spread them out instead of doing everything in 3 days in 72 hours straight. Let's just do it 1 week at a time and you get the same number of webinars. You know, if you got 72 webinars in 3 days, then if you do one a week, you get 50 webinars. And actually, we didn't have 72 webinars. We had about 50 or 60 because not all of the time slots were filled. But anyway, so that was where it came from. I wanted to keep doing that, but in a saner pace. And so I just set that up. So that's what happened. So 10 years later, we're still here after 500 later. I think Jeff might be in here as well. Jeff, you're a great interviewer. Any more questions? I'm just going to look up Jeff LeBeau here. Oh, it's telling me three people are in the waiting room. Let me stop the share so I can manage that. Doris is here. Okay. There's somebody named Indivisible Montgomery here. Has anybody met? Oh, and Elizabeth Hanson Smith is here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I was going to look up Jeff.
That's okay. We can welcome our new guests.
Yes.
Hi, Doris. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi there. There's somebody named Indivisible Montgomery in the waiting room. I messaged the person and asked the person to change its name, and that person did not respond. So I don't know if I'm going to let in Indivisible Montgomery. Could be
could
be anybody.
Yeah, it could be anybody.
Maybe hi, Elizabeth.
No.
Oh, hi there.
Claire, hi.
Hi, long time no see.
Hey. Jeff LeBeau. Wow.
Hey, Liz.
That's great. That's great. Yes. Vance, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yeah. And glad to see you. And you are you in a place where you have to? Oh, you're wearing a mask because it's a party mask, of course. There you are.
That is the mask of 2020.
I think Indivisible Montgomery is Nina because Montgomery, Maryland is where she lives. And Indivisible is a political action group that she is a member of.
Okay.
And I think it's Nina. I'm almost sure it's Nina.
Okay.
Hi, Doris. Doris has got
hello.
A crown.
Yes, wow. I got a crown. That's my husband's.
Doris.
I don't have a tiara, so
Hi.
And this is his tie, you know? Oh, yes.
All right. Good to see you.
You look cool. Ready to party.
I saw you here much earlier.
You can let her in. It's I bet you it's Nina.
I have let her in, but I messaged her and I never got a message back as far as I know.
She just let her in. It's Nina.
Yeah.
She's, I guess, on her way.
Hi, Doris.
How are you doing, Elizabeth?
Very good. Very good. Thank you. I was just
so long.
Are you in California?
No, I'm in Maine.
You're in Maine. I didn't know that. Cool. Where in Maine are you?
Well, the Pemaquid Lighthouse. It's not far from Booth Bay Harbor.
Okay.
You're staying in a lighthouse?
No. Wow. No, I'm staying with the lighthouse keeper.
Christmas here already.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, not in Argentina. In Argentina, they wait later, but.
Are you in Argentina?
Yes, I'm in Argentina now.
Oh, wait, wait. Okay.
I didn't realize you were in Argentina. I thought you were in Venezuela.
At heart, yes. My heart is there. Mm-hmm. My body, mm-hmm. mine here, but.
And the avatar you see on the screen is in Second Life. That's where Doris is most of the time.
Mm. Rita, where are you?
I'm in Rosario, Argentina, as usual.
Rosario.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And Claire, where are you?
Sorry?
I was wondering where Claire is.
Oh, I'm in Pittsburgh, PA.
Oh, okay. Back in the States again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was scrolling around, seeing if I can find, I've got to close the chat so I can see who's here, but I didn't see that Indivisible Montgomery made it in. She was in the waiting room for some time. Let's see. She's still there. Indivisible Montgomery is still there.
Let her in.
Well, I'm trying. Yeah, I thought I had.
There she is.
There she is.
There she is. It's Nina. You're right.
Oh.
Nina.
Indivisible.
Oh, Nina.
I've only been waiting for 34 minutes.
Nina.
Nice to see you again.
Well,
let you in. He thought you might be a Zoom bomber.
We're missing you, Nina.
I sent you a message. I don't know if you got it, but it said, please rename yourself. And
yeah, but you can't rename yourself when you're sitting there in the waiting room.
Oh, I didn't know
you
that.
You have to get out of the room and change it. Yeah.
Well, fortunately, I kept mentioning, does anybody know this person? And Lane.
Suddenly I said, wait a minute, Montgomery, Maryland.
Uh-huh.
What was the name that you didn't recognize? Indivisible Montgomery?
Yes.
I sent you an email, Vance, and I said,
he doesn't check email.
Montgomery,
you know, I don't know when you sent the email, but I hadn't seen it in the last hour, so.
9 o'clock. Then I couldn't get in.
Nina, can I ask you why this name?
Well, I translated it for them.
This is an organization that I belong to and politically active with, and I have been running phone banks into North Carolina, and starting this week it will be into Georgia.
Yay!
And when we have the phone banks, we use Zoom, and Indivisible Montgomery has a paid account, so we don't get thrown out, and I use that. So my computer signs me in to either account, and I was not given a choice. When I clicked on the link, I wasn't given a choice as to which account I was signing in with.
And there was
Zoom will give you the last time you were in Zoom, that's the account it will use. So if you want to switch, you have to switch your Zoom account and then click on the link.
I did switch my Zoom account after this was all going on, but you know, maybe if I had, I did, I left the meeting. I don't know what
that's okay.
But I figured that's what the problem was. Hello, everybody. Nice to see you.
Yeah, I've now switched off the waiting room. I switched off because you were there. I kept the waiting room running. So But it's now switched off because I don't think we're going to be bothered by anybody. So normally they appear early on if they're going to pop in.
So Nina, earlier we were talking about the webhead shirt. It turns out you were part of that original planning of the shirt.
I think I made those shirts, had them made, but you know, which was kind of a failure because I wanted it to be bigger.
Oh. Right, Nick Vance told us, yeah.
But I still have my shirt.
But do you still have the artwork? Maybe we could try it again.
That was many computers ago.
So I think I'm going to get one of these with the webhead logo for the next episode.
I love that expression, many computers ago. I love that.
Yeah. Hey, Elizabeth, haven't seen you in ages.
How are you doing? I'm pretty much living in Maine.
This is my mask.
Until it gets.
Yes.
So I was watching funny horse videos while I was kind of waiting.
There we go.
Are we as amusing as funny horse videos?
Oh, much more.
Ah, look at Heike.
Here's Heike. Hi.
Heike.
Oh, wow. That's fancy.
Heike, unmute.
So. Your mic, yes.
This is a real Venetian one. It's from Venice.
Oh. Yeah, so is mine.
Yes. So my face mask is also from Venice.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, this one is, that's my husband's, and he wore it on our wedding day for the party. Of course.
Ooh, so, wow, that's special.
It's not Venice, but it's important, you know, at least for us.
And then he promoted you to princess.
Right, I don't
queen.
Have any hats or masks. Well, I do have some Korean masks, but they're if I hold one up in front of my face. Oh, see, now I can see that my name is Indivisible Montgomery, so let me change it.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's not important now. But anyway, I'm really sorry that we didn't get you in right away.
What did I miss?
Nothing. Can anybody think of anything? We were making recordings. Were you watching it? You could have watched us on Facebook. You could have watched the stream.
I tried that too.
Oh.
And when I was in Facebook, I found the event and it said join event. And I clicked on that and it threw me right back into the Zoom.
Oh.
I couldn't figure out.
Oh, live on Facebook. On Learning Together. Has to be on Learning Together.
Oh, it's Learning Together.
Yes, 500 Learning Together.
I was in Webheads.
30 Webheads, you know, so.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But I should have put it on Webheads. Everyone here is a Webhead, so. They all sort of run together.
There you go.
And now I'm wearing a medieval hat.
I love it.
All right.
Oh,
wow. Minstrel. Wow. You need a mandolin and you'll be awesome.
Let me see if I can find something. And something from Argentina. Yeah, I think Rita will recognize that. Besito, Rita.
Besito, Besito.
Vance, are you still watching to see if people want to get in? Because on Facebook, Aiden just put in a request to join Learning Together, and I approved that. I don't know why I had rights to approve anybody, but I did. So maybe she's trying to get here. I don't know.
Well, I removed the waiting room. Once in
oh, dear.
Indivisible Montgomery was.
So she should be able to come right in.
Yeah, she should be able to come right in. Right, yeah.
Okay.
You recognize this?
The whole thing was Indivisible Montgomery.
What is that? What is that?
A bolo.
Rita, you explain that because you are the Argentinian.
No, not me. I haven't.
They're all dusty. I think it's something that they used to do this.
Right.
Okay. You know? Okay, yeah.
To catch what? Can you remember?
I don't know. This is the gauchos. You know, this is something gauchos use.
Sure. Yeah.
Catch rabbits.
Yeah, I think it had to do with purchasing animals.
Yeah.
It's purchasing animals.
How come you've got this?
Oh, well, my husband is Argentinian, so we got some Argentinian stuff
mine
here.
Mine is too, but I wouldn't dream of having that at home.
Well, these are things that you inherit from family, right?
Oh,
I'm sure that he didn't buy that, that you got it from his mom.
Yeah, true.
And there he is.
But I think it's cute. Well,
no, Vance, I'm watching the live feed on Facebook. It's a little behind, but we're definitely there.
Yes, yes. So yeah. We're always there. The Facebook
feed
works really
well.
I
mean, it's streaming live. Right now, Doris is twirling the whatever it is.
The bolo. Isn't it a bolo?
Yeah, it's right. It's a little behind, but it's definitely
there. How do you call
this?
Boleadoras. Boleadoras.
Boleadoras. Oh, okay.
Yes, boleadoras.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we were just kind of reminiscing when we were looking back over some. Does anybody have any episodes you want to have looked up, or do you want to look for your episodes or anything like that? Or
I have a question for everybody.
Yay.
After decades of kind of preaching the web headway and the ed tech and you need technology in your teaching and all of that. And along comes 2020. Like all those teachers like, you know, I'm never going to use it. And then all of a sudden they're using it. How's that going?
I say, I told you.
Not well.
It's going okay for us.
Yes. Right now I am in Argentina, but I'm in touch with my former colleagues back from Venezuela. We got the WhatsApp group, of course. And now that they are, you know, all teaching online, all of them write, oh, Doris, why didn't I listen to you, you know?
I never knew how much work you were doing. I never knew how hard.
Yes.
I thought it was so easy. You made it look easy.
At the time, they look at me like, what planet are you from? Oh, come on, you know.
On Twitter, there have been a lot of disgruntled comments from people saying, have you noticed how many people are now setting themselves up as experts in online learning who before were not using it, you know? And recently I saw a comment that said there are more people making disgruntled comments about people who aren't experts than there are actual people. I don't know. It's interesting. But it's true. A lot of people all of a sudden discovered this and the next day they're experts. Have any of you noticed that? Yeah.
There's this really neat webinar that it really explains how webheads, make things work. And here it is right here. I just have it right here. Let me just see.
It's, just happen to have it.
I just happen to have it right here. If I can open it in a new tab here.
Jeff, right?
Yes, Jeff, when I followed up my course in Thailand in January with an e-learning course in February and March, Jeff came along and explained how he was had made a blending learning environment into one that was functioning quite well. And not only that, set up for all his people in his institution. Do you want to tell us more about that, Jeff?
Well, it was, you know, end of February when it hit here and I was coordinating a teacher training program and they kind of said, oh, can you go online next week? And so, of course, we broke out the Zoom and transferred everything. And it was just a process of dealing with instructors' concerns and the trainees' concerns and everyone's anxiety and learning to dial down this monitor and this other thing and you know, getting through it. And kind of putting all the tools we've been playing with for decades to use.
Yeah.
This is not a drill. This is real
life.
You
answered your own question. Yeah, that was that I thought that your explanation was so succinct and so timely and explained quite well exactly the process that we're talking about here, where you were doing it all that time. And that's how I've been doing my courses as well. And I think Doris as well. Just someone who's been in Second Life for such a long time and is now functioning worldwide. Maybe other people can tell us about your experiences too. What things are you doing that's, how have you applied? Heike, for example, I met her at WebEd's in Action Online Convergences in 2005. she heard about us kind of after we'd set it all up. And she asked me if she could present. She was really excited about it. And I said, okay, sure, why not? We'll find a slot for you. Find a slot. And she came on and presented. Everybody else had been vetted. But by then we realized nobody's going to ask to present unless they really got something to show us. So do you remember your presentation, Heike?
Mm-hmm. It was all about Lancelot.
Mm-hmm.
You fund a project on learning how to teach online in 2005. I was way too early. Doris, we just said, of sudden, Jeff, thank you for this question. Very nice question.
We're all too early, all of us.
Yeah. And now, as I said, in a short period of time, we feel outdated because everybody else becomes so techy. And so we oldies, we're just looking at these young ones. No, ooh, they suss it up like anything. Isn't that wonderful?
And many in China is planning to go into online teaching. I don't know.
Yeah, I started. Mm-hmm. I get started.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You did. Well done.
And
yeah, on Dean Talk. Only 4 children, very beginner.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 of them are my grandchildren. Is that wonderful?
You have to start somewhere.
Yeah, you're teaching online. Yeah, just started.
You're in good company, so you're gonna be great. You get this Weatherhead spirit with you, you know. So you,
with you your may the force be
with you, and may the Weatherhead spirit with you. That's what I say.
Yeah, she featured in one of many featured in one of Doris's episodes in the Second Life. What do you call that? Tell us about your adventure and the...
The instruments?
Well, yeah, the instruments and also the trip to Guzheng. The Terracotta Warriors.
Oh, I play Guzheng.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, the idea was that there are stories, music, so that's how we approach Minnie's... wonderful performance and wonderful work. I mean, we were together and she told me what the stories were about. So she was like, what is this? She's been in China, so she's gonna go into the virtual world. So we had to create an avatar for her to be at the men there. But also she recorded her performance. So it's still there in the site. So if visitors come, you can look at Tumini and read about the stories this is all about transmedia storytelling. You know, that's the project we are still working on. And we are going to continue working with Heike in Evo 2021.
Yeah, and we've got a new OpenSim region. We've now got 4 regions in OpenSim. And we set up for Evo, our new edunation in OpenSim, we call it. So we have an edunation in Second Life and we're now going in OpenSim, and OpenSim promises a lot of educational value even for children, which is wonderful. And every one of us is really excited. Apart from that, a new project has been filed. We put in the proposal in October and it's called Excalibur. And Excalibur says exchanging language, you know, the EXC, exchanging, and the A from exchanging language, that's Excal, through immersive building in real time. Yeah, and it will be all about, if we get the funding, we'll see, it will be all about having children built in Minecraft together and exchanging language through immersive building. That's the goal.
I plan to focus on that a bit more. That's what the one thing that really I really like is Minecraft. So I'm starting anyway. I'm going to allow participants to share screens. So if there's anything you would like to show us, you can.
I'm sorry, guys. I just wanted to pop in and say hi to everybody, and it's been a pleasure, but I need to go. So yeah, okay. It's lovely to have seen everybody today again.
See you, Rita.
Yeah. And yes, very, very nice to see you all. And take care. See you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you, Rita.
Bye-bye. Ciao, Rita. Besitos.
Bye.
Besitos. And take care.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
And I'm afraid I'm going to step out as well. It's getting a little late here and Monday morning awaits. So I will say a very happy 500, Vance. Looking forward to 501 and everything else that comes after.
Well, thanks for the 500 that went before that you put together at webedsinaction.org and other.
You keep doing you, and we keep showing up.
Oh, there you go.
You are the king. You still are.
I just got a big hat.
Yeah. Okay.
Best to everyone.
All right. Nice to see you again.
Thank you, Jeff. Safe. Applause. Bye-bye.
To Jeff.
Applause and celebrate. Okay. We can do celebrate. There are a few reactions we can do. See, the, mm-hmm. We can celebrate.
Yes. Celebrate. Okay. Oh.
The last clap? One is celebrate, I guess.
Oh. Ah, there. There is. Mike.
We could all put our celebrate on and just.
I think Mike gets the prize for the most unique hat.
Let's.
He has a hat now. You have. Is that a colander?
He came up with something.
I think it's something he found in a trench somewhere that had been riddled with bullet holes.
Sort of like a. It looks like, you know, for spaghetti, a colander.
Well, he said in the chat that he's in a rented place, so he didn't have all of his things. So that's a very good.
I guess that's why people call him Noodle Brain. It looks good.
Your mic,
so Vance. How many years until you got to the 500s? How many years?
It started in 2010, or started in 29. We were messing around with the concept. We showed.
So now, So now imagine. So that's 11 years, right? Mm-hmm. Now imagine we are celebrating the 1,000s in 11 years' time, or 10 years' time. Who knows? What will it be like?
Yeah.
The 1,000s.
Yes. 1,000. Oh, well, I thought 500 was quite a milestone. But there is a 501st schedule.
What do you think the world will be like? And where will you be in 10 years' time?
I'll be a cyborg, probably. I don't know, you know? That's, who knows? Who knows where these things go, you know? So who would have thought 10 years ago there would be 500? You know, I suppose at one point I was kind of like making a lot of effort, kind of like Jeff's World Bridges. He called it World Bridges, and he had Korea Bridges and lots of EFL Bridges. Graham Stanley was running that. Lots of bridges where people were just starting their own bridges. Everyone was something bridges. And all these people got together. He actually trained people to do webcasting at the time when you didn't just have Zoom. You didn't even have Hangouts. Hangouts made things easy, but you had to actually configure have a streaming server somewhere, and you had to configure your output to that server. It was a little bit complicated. And so he was training people to do that. And he was getting a lot of people into these bridges efforts. And so he was multiplying, having people stream and put on programs, which he would host on his Drupal site, which you saw. We had webedsinaction.org, so that's on his Drupal. You know, he's got quite a lot of stuff there. And anyhow, so he really he's the mentor of that kind of thing. And I've sometimes asked his advice, and he's kind of bootstrapped me. And then he started teaching in Korea, and he's having his students do these kinds of things, but it's showing each other cooking or excursions and things like that. So he does a lot of this kind of thing with his students. So when he asked that question, it was just obvious to me that he's taken the concept and moved it into his teaching quite successfully. So to get to Heike's point, it's dynamic, you know, it just happens. You put these things out there and they just multiply, hopefully, you know, if they're done successfully.
They take on a life of their own.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. You know, there's I really don't know actually where to go from here because like for Whippets, for example, we could just do it every week, just turn up. We could try that, but lately sometimes we turn up and nobody comes. So yeah, it'd be nice to get some maybe some raison d'être, raison de rencontrer, a reason to meet together. So, you know, and the reason I really didn't have one last week and the week before is I was trying to manipulate the 500th to be this one. So I had some things lined up. So I wanted the 500th Learning Together to be a Webheads event. And I had these other ones that were sort of intervening. So
yes, mm-hmm. I think that before it was, you know, more difficult to be online all the time. You have your face-to-face classes and getting together online was like, oh, good thing, the new thing. But now that I'm teaching all day long online. And mm-hmm. So then comes and life comes and responsibilities comes. And then you had to decide to share some time with, you know, family mm-hmm. or other things. So it's like, oh, I miss you guys. I really would like to, and I support you and I share the meeting and all that. And with all my heart, I would like to be, but, you know, sometimes you have to do some other things, you know. So today, yeah. I say, I have to be here today. I'm going to put everything apart because it's the 500. So I'm here.
Can I ask Vance another question? Mm-hmm. Is there something still on your bucket list that you would love to do?
I've been kind of peeling things out of my bucket. But one that I'm definitely going to stick with, you mentioned Minecraft, and that EVO session is something I really enjoy that. I really like to pursue it. So I guess I'd like to focus more on something like that, which brings me pleasure. It's not doing things that people want me to do. I'm a kind of guy who can't say no when people ask me to do this and that and the other.
I'm just a guy who can't say no.
I'm in a terrible fix.
Terrible fix.
Yeah, so I've managed to get myself piled on with lots of things that take a lot of my time. And as Doris says, you need your time for other things. Right now we're in a situation where we can't see grandchildren. We can't fly anywhere. You know, it's actually kind of working where I have time to do these other things. But, you know, when I want to spend time with grandchildren or I want to be there, I don't like having things that I really have to do. Even some doing online courses and things like that, I really was entertaining that for some time. But just so many other things have piled on that I never could comfortably squeeze that in. So I'd like to find things that I'm kind of passionate about, and Minecraft just happens to be something that I just really enjoy doing, especially now that I've kind of come to grips with it. And Bobby joins me as well. Is Bobby still here?
Yeah, I'm still.
You don't recognize your wife.
You never know. I mean, you know, there she is.
She's wearing a mask.
Is that Bobby?
Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering who that was. Okay.
Quiet. She's a quiet. My cat.
Yeah. So probably actually coming up from now until February, we're going to be doing a lot of Minecraft things. And what you're doing too, Heike, if you want to do anything through Learning Together, it would be really interesting. I've always actually tried to do this with EVO sessions to get people to share their programs a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's never really worked out. some of the sessions tend to be kind of stick to their own circle, you know. But, you know, with Minecraft, I'll just be streaming Minecraft things and be doing that probably through into February. And so that will probably occupy me. And then, anyway, it's always interesting to intersect. Heike, you're always doing some interesting things with your virtual roundtables and all that sort of thing. So it's nice when these, when we can sort of intersect with ongoing projects and also getting together regularly. You know, actually Nina and Michael Coughlin and Rita, and there's a fifth continent in there somewhere, Teresa in Portugal. We've been meeting regularly. That actually, when Tallinn started in March, that was Michael Coughlin's idea. He wanted to get together with the group, and then but that group kind of evolved into what we call a five continents chat, and it's something we're doing regularly. But we're finding that it's a little hard to keep it up regularly because it doesn't really need to be done every week. It's actually more effective, like this one. We didn't meet. I don't remember the last time. Maybe November 12th or something like that. So it's been a couple of weeks since we've met as a Webheads group, but it's more effective really if you can find a reason to make your meeting. So it's kind of what I'm searching for. I'd like to, you know, even if other people had things that they wanted to do and call it and say, get the Webheads together and talk about this, you know, it'd be nice to have some reasons other than just it's Sunday. Although if we go a couple of Sundays and nothing happens, well, we'll have a Sunday meeting.
I would love to do a Sunday session in Minecraft.
Uh-huh. All right.
I'll
be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're whitelisted on our server. And then have you got your own server for the project you're doing?
I must see whether I'm still updated with the latest version and stuff. I'm not sure. I'd have to check. I might approach you for some access data again.
Well, yeah, you can always.
I've not been in Minecraft for years, since the Guinevere project, really. So, where we were there regularly, and Carol is still there every evening. She and Redstone.
Dakota, huh? Dakota Redstone.
Dakota, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're playing every evening still.
Yeah, they do interesting things.
Well, I've been a lot in Second Life this year because Second Life experienced a revival. Lots of old timers came back. Lots of people I haven't seen for years turned up of suddenly. And it was a real beautiful get together, like a enjoyable learn, you know, meet again after many years. And so it was lovely.
Yeah, it's good if they're, you know, actually I've been going into Second Life a bit myself. I can't remember what was the problem. I forgot my password or something like that. Anyway, yeah, with Doris bringing us back into Second Life, and then also Kim Harrison, who K4 Sons, she calls herself. She does something regularly in Second Life. I've been meeting them sometimes.
Okay. Now that you're talking about Second Life, I want to invite you to come if you can come for a minute. And we're going to... I want to give you as a present a little something that is now is very, you know, have you heard the song Jerusalem?
Jerusalem?
No. This is something that is now, in, you know, everybody is putting together a choreography and dancing to this song. So I want to invite you to, can I share for a minute and show you what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is something that just prepared really fast.
Before we go into Doris, as a reason, a raison d'encontre, we can do Minecraft one day, we can do Second Life one day, we can do OpenSim one day if you like.
That sounds as great. Yes.
New environments to get to know.
Doris, can you put in the chat the word you said? What that word was?
You mean the name of the song?
Jerusalem.
All right.
Are you listening to that?
Yep. Party time. Party time, yes.
Jerusalem, Ikayalami.
Jerusalem.
No lo sé.
Well, all my students are talking about this, and this is something that you know, it's a song that is an African. It is created in Kenya or something. A DJ from Kenya, and it's worldwide. You know how people love to do things together. So you can see doctors and nurses in hospitals, and you get firefighters, schools, children, religions, okay, from different religions, people dancing to this song, Jerusalem.
So what is the name again? Will you say Jerusalem?
Jerusalem. Let me write it down in the.
Write it there.
I think I wrote it in the chat.
Yes, I'm trying to.
It's Jerusalem, and then it has two M's maybe.
Yes, Jerusalem. Wow. It's like like that, something like that without the M, and it's something that, you know, I got the moves there, so if you come with your avatar, we can have this choreography and maybe record a little something there with that song, you know, and use it, I don't know,
256 million views on YouTube, 256 million.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah. Wow. 250 million. Jerusalem.
Sticks with you, you know. You listen to this, it will stay in your head for a while.
Well, anyway, that's what I have in mind, is getting input from other people to collectively put together agendas.
Do we can do a choreography like, you know, we do the same thing. Or follow Pio.
Can
we converse here, or?
Okay, we're going to stop doing this now so we can talk.
Yeah. Please turn the music down.
Sorry.
Uh-huh. Very catchy. Nice. We enjoyed it.
Very catchy.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, so again, if some of you can get with your avatars here, we can do this together.
Yeah. Right now, I think it's getting on. It's getting toward midnight where we are. So
yeah.
I think. Yeah. I think we'd really like it if you made a thing for us and invited us at a specific time. That would be nice.
Okay, maybe we can get together with your avatars and or maybe we can find a song for webheads, you know.
And Michael Coghlan wrote some. They're guitar pieces. I don't know if you can dance to them.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't worry. You know, that's the beauty of virtual worlds. You just need a chimera. That's how you call these things that allow you to dance. They get all the dances there. You just stand in line, and then everybody's doing what's supposed to do, you know. So it's a nice way.
Yeah.
I really enjoy doing this.
Here, this is Webheads. Actually, it's webheads.info. Webheads.info. Takes you to that somewhere here. There's Michael's song.
Hello, John.
Where is it? I think it's down here somewhere. Where is? Oh, have I got? Yeah, no, this should be. Make sure I'm in the right.
Say hello.
Ah.
Yeah, this is John Smoke. He's always with me. So.
There we go. I found it. Okay. So it's right down at the bottom. The WebEd's theme song. And
oh, can you play it, please?
Okay. Let's see if.
And share the link so we can come back to
but
it later.
Can you hear it? Because
you have to share computer sound.
That's right. Yes. Okay. Yeah, let me do that. Okay. So I'll go back and I'll do that again. So yeah, that's really worth doing. In fact, that might be a good one to go out on. So here we are. Can you hear it now?
Gallery,
okay. Okay.
Over the world.
Hang on. I've got to see if I
okay,
can.
Okay, we can
the
do
gallery,
the dance
man.
Together. Okay, you
can
just
you
go like
audio,
this, like
okay, okay.
Audio share without screen share. Can you do that?
I don't know.
It, but
you don't know how to do that. Come on.
Audio share without screen Josh? Share.
No, you can't share the music without screen share.
Just go ahead and play it.
But you can swap. Okay. Can't you swap video and screen share? There's a way to swap them in the view.
Swap video and screen share. Let's see. Well, if I share.
It's an option under view.
Under
but maybe
view.
That's for us. I don't know.
Okay. Let's
under
see.
View, we can swap video and shared screen. Then we just see you.
I don't see.
We don't see everybody.
Okay.
I don't know how to do it otherwise.
I don't know how to do it either. More.
Yeah.
Under more. Optimize screen for video clip. No.
We can do side by side gallery and move the screen way over. Do side by side gallery and then the screen divider, move it all the way to the left and then you'll see us.
Yes.
That's the way to do it. Okay. I figured
Perfect.
It out. Everybody got it?
Yes.
Okay, so stop share.
Put the divider over.
And do side. I've got speaker view and gallery view or full screen. Full screen, let's see.
No,
view.
You can't put.
No,
you
for
can
us.
Put Vance, you
it's
have
not
to
you, Vance. You just go ahead and share your screen. And then we select
yes.
side by side gallery.
Okay.
And then we move the screen share over and we'll have. Gallery,
uh-huh.
We have a little tiny screen and all of us.
Okay,
make
a screenshot
individually.
Make a screenshot.
Each person does it individually.
Okay.
What are we supposed to do? I don't get it.
Okay, so he has to share his screen first.
Okay.
That's the
okay.
first step. So he all shares right. his screen.
Okay.
And then we go to the upper right where it says view.
Yeah.
When it says view, you can choose side by side gallery.
Okay.
Choose side-by-side gallery.
Yeah.
Now you've got a divided screen, but there's a divider that moves. You
okay.
see the divider? Move the divider. Keep going all the way to the left, and you'll get the screen is tiny, and you see most of us. You see us.
Okay.
Yes.
But everybody has to do
up.
It on their own
can I,
computer.
Can I show you? I had it.
Yes. You want to share your screen?
Okay, let me show you. Let me show you for a minute.
Okay.
I cannot do that. You have to
okay.
Let me,
yes.
Okay.
You can't move the bar across.
Let me see. I don't know if you are looking at it
side
now.
Gallery.
Looking
yeah.
at my. Well, now I don't see it. Anyway, when
yeah,
you share screen, you got the chat on one side, and you got the there is a little line in the middle, and you just move it, you know, to the side, so you can have a large view of the screen or a smaller one, you know? So
yeah.
that's what Elaine was explaining.
Uh-huh,
that's what I
okay.
do with my students. When you share again,
and if the
you
screen,
play your music.
If you're ever in a situation where you can't read someone's screen share because it's too small, just move the bar across and it'll be bigger.
Yes.
Which bar?
There is a bar in the middle. That is a divider.
I don't get a bar in the middle.
But you have to share something.
You
share.
Do.
You share.
You do. Yes. I see.
He's not sharing now. So
if, yes, if, you have
when
to
you
share.
Mouse over the middle, you get a bar. Oh, you get arrows.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. The bar is movable, right and
okay.
left.
Okay. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Thanks, Doris. Thank you for helping.
I do that. That's like my students all the time. I teach all ages. So it's, you know, it's like I had to figure it out. So.
Okay. Here's Michael, virtually.
And then we can dance. Okay, Elaine, Lane, you direct. We'll follow you.
Whippings all over the world. Whippings, we're all over the world. 24/7, we're online. It doesn't really matter. Whatever the time, someone's there. Answer the call. Whippings all over the world. Whippings all over the world. You want to know how to do it right? Maybe you're lonely in the middle of the night. Someone there to answer your call. Whippings all over the world. Whippings, we're all over the world. You wanna join your class up across the world? Or you want an expert? Walk through them alive. Someone will answer your call. Whippings all over the world. Whippings, we're all over the world.
High five.
You're going on a journey to a foreign land. You want to meet a friend there to show you around. There'll be someone there to answer your call. Whippings all over the world. Whippings, we're all over the world. Learning together, sharing our views. Living together, sharing our news. Always someone there on the same wavelength. In the whippings all over the world. Whippings, we're all over the world. Whippings all over the world. Whippings, we're all over the world.
All over the world.
The world.
Yay! That was good.
Bravo.
Following your instructions, I was able to make some screenshots.
Yeah. Is this our first dance online?
No, Heike, didn't Heike got us dancing or singing anyway, karaoke.
Singing, yes, I remember the karaoke well. Now we dance, and Lane was the leader.
That was a great, great choreography, Elaine.
Oh, yes.
Really, it was brilliant.
I'm sure that you worked for a long time on getting steps right. And, you
know. Yeah, we practiced this actually earlier today, yeah.
I was running out of ideas. I was hoping it was going to end soon.
Speaking of ending soon.
Yes.
Beautiful song. Beautiful
everything
song.
Has to end.
I need the...
Well, I'm actually attending.
All the
best, everyone.
Please, Vance.
Happy 500.
Find this one.
Yes. It's webheads.info. And what I'll do when I make the show notes, I'll make sure that I put the
please. And then if you want and you can get your avatars ready, we can have and record and make a video of a dance in Second Life. Okay, all with your avatars.
Avatar.
Or OpenSCene if Second Life is too complicated.
Let's see. Webheads.info is the webheads. I'm trying to type.
Or maybe Minecraft, but
webheads.info. This is crazy. Okay, so anyway.
Hey, Minnie.
Yay. So it's at the bottom of that page. Minnie, where were you doing the dance?
I will take a mini also, so mini can be there too.
Okay, so let's plan some other adventures.
Bye, everyone.
Soon. Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Okay, bye, Heike. Thank you for coming. I'm glad that you could come. Chris, nice to see you. Mike, nice to see you.
Okay.
Bye. Nice to see everybody.
We did go over
500 more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a nice evening, everybody.
See you again.
Doris, bye-bye.
Okay. Everybody.
Hope to see you again, Sean. Okay, bye-bye. Please take care.
We will.
Yeah. Bye. Hannah, bye-bye.
Oh, okay.
Okay, who is that cat?
Okay,
over there?
Bye-bye.
Bobby. Oh, it's Bobby. Okay. All right. So, to the Facebook stream. Goodbye, Facebook stream. We're signing off. I hope you enjoyed this. Stop the live stream. Here we go. Bye-bye. Vance Stevens and Bobby in Penang, Malaysia, and Minnie Wang in China. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Can I leave?
Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, you can. That's the next thing is to stop the Zoom recording. So recording is going to stop.